Shaar was delivered, and all of these people, we remember them, L'Shevach. The next Mishnah continues, Ve'elu L'Gnai. The following are L'Gnai. Sh'Beit Garmu lo ratza l'lamid al ma'aseh lechem haponim. Beit Garmu didn't want to teach us how to do the lechem haponim. Beit Aftiv na'aseh lo ratza l'lamid al ma'aseh k'teiros. We remember all of this. The reason I'm quoting this here is because we had all of this in Shkolin. This is all a sugya in Shkolin. And Hugris ben Levi, Ayayodea Perek Bashir, lo ratza l'lamid. Hugris ben Levi used to know how to make an incredible noise in the middle of Shira, the Shira. Didn't want to teach anybody. Ben Kam Tsar lo ratza l'lamid al ma'aseh k'tav. He used to be able to write the four oisyas of the shame at one time with a pen in each one of his fingers. And he was able to write the shame Hashem together. So the whole sugya begins with the Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Baruch Shem Tehud Malchus Sulu Olam Ve'ed, introducing the Mishnayos of Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Val Eilu Ne'amar V'Shem V'Shem Yikav. Shinken on these, it's not clear, what are these? So the Maaseh of the Gemara in Yuma, you will recall, brings down the sugya, and Shkolin, brings down the sugya in the Mishnah of the Eloheina Mimunim, and it talks about the names of all of the Mimunim, right on Daf Yud Gimel. So there's a machlokas. What are the people that are identified with these Mimunim? So we have Pinchas al Achotamot, Achiyal and Nesachim, Matatya ben Shmuel al Payasot, Ptachi al Akinim, etc., etc. Why did we choose these names? These were positions that were filled over the course of many generations of people. I mean, who are we talking about? So it's a machlokas whether we're talking about the original person who did it, or whether we're talking about ksheirei kol dor v'dor. We took the person who was the greatest person of the dor. Here's our other siyum. Claw on the table. What? Can they get under the table?
Yes,
yeah. Can you come sit over here? He's also making a scene. You brought along your Mishnayos?
No, I haven't. Okay.
My friend is making a scene on Zoyin. This lady's Zayn. It says about Chorkis, if it's Ksheri Dorvador, is it the best people of each generation, whatever Tafkid, one individual stands as the paradigm of this, or is it just the first person? Says the Gemara, you see from here, if you'll say that it's talking about Ksheri Dor V'Dor, so Manjama Ksheri Dor V'Dor, so then he'll have to understand the Sugi and Yuma, that when the Mishnah says Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Al Kulanu Omer Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Because how is it that we would not be saying Zecher Tzadik Livracha on the ones who were Ksherim? And all these names are mentioned over there as the so even though it says Allah Shem Yirkav, if you're telling to me that the Ksherim and Beis Garmo and Beis Aftinas were Ksherim, because these were the ones that were named for it, because they're listed over here as the Mumunim, so then it's not shaykh to say that they should be Shem Shem Yirkav, and we're choosing the Ksherim. So the sugya over here goes directly to the sugya in Yuma. As the Gemara sees the relationship of Zecher Tzadik Livracha of Shkolin to be Nogea, this Seder in Yuma directly. Now, what I would like to do, because the sugya is mamish, there's so many beautiful things, I'm going to just read quickly from the sugya. Coming up in Yuma, we have exactly the same sugya in Shkolin, so basically it's a quote. I'll read you from Daf Lamed Ches. Yeah? Quickly. So, Tana Rabbana. Beis Gamro hayubikim b'maisa lechem haponi v'lo ratzu l'lameid. So they didn't want to teach anybody about the lechem haponim. Sholchu chachomim veviu manim milalexandria shel mitzrayim loyodim lefot kemotam. Because they didn't want to teach anyone, and they had a monopoly, and because of that they were taking a lot of money. So they sent for the greatest experts in the world from Alexandria, who knew everything there was to know about baking, and they indeed knew how to bake the lechem haponim just as well as the Beis Garmo. And there only was one problem. Halalo mesikim mibachutz, va'ofim mibachutz, v'halalo mesikim mibifnim, va'ofim mibifnim. They couldn't figure out how to get it off of the walls. If they would have made it in the tanur, they would break the lechem every time they tried to peel it off. So he decided to do it from the outside of the Tanur, the way we use basically our Tanurim. We don't stick it on the Tanur itself. Because of that, Beis Garmo's pot was completely baked through, and ein pitan mitapeshet, it never spoiled. Whereas the halalu pitan mitapeshet, the people that came from Alexandria, the experts could bake beautiful lechem aponim, but it wouldn't stay fresh. Of course, we can't, even though there was a nace, to keep the lechem fresh, we can't be samech on the nace. So we had to use lechem that was meant to be kept fresh. So then, when they realized that that was what happened, kishishamu chachamim bedavar, amru, kol ma shebara kadosh baruch hu lichvodo baro, kadosh baruch hu created everything for his covet, shenamar kol ha-nikra b'shmi lichvodi b'ratzi. So therefore they said, okay, bring Beis Garmo back, v'chosu Beis Garmo l'mekeima. Shochalam chachamim, so they sent them a message, okay, we give in, forget it. They said, oh, no way, now you'll double the money. Went to play games. They refused to come. Velobo. Koflu them scharam. They agreed to a doubling of the money. Ubo. Bechol yom ha-yonotim shneim asar mana. Yom esrim ve'ar ba mana. They doubled the price. Incredible amount of money. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Bechol yom was always esrim ve'ar ba. They doubled it to arboim v'shmeina. They went up to 48. Amrula em kachomi. Mari tem shalol l'amed. Why is it you didn't want to teach? Amrula em yodim ayu beit ha-ba shabayit zatid lecharev. I'm sorry, but every one of the details is Nogeda, you don't want to speak about in Shkolim. So take 5-10 minutes. So it was known to our forefathers that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. They didn't want to teach. Shema yilmeid odom sheinu mehugan, v'yelach v'yavod avadat kochavim bekach. If there's no Beis HaMikdash to use this keach for Aveda Shamayim, they'll end up using it for Aveda Shkochavim, as the Rambam points out. If you don't give people an outlet, and Aveda Shamayim, inevitably the psychological drives that require Aveda lead them to Aveda Zara. Ve'aldover zemba skir notan l'sheva. There's one thing that we do remember them for good. Me'olam lo nimtzeit pat nikiyad b'yad b'nehem. Their kids never went to school with a fresh piece of bread. That fresh actually means with the type of clean bread that they use for lechem aponim. Shelo yomru mimaitse lechem aponim zanizonim. The people shouldn't be chayshed them. That they're taking for the lechem upon you. The kaiyim ashenema vayisem the kiyim hashem in Yisrael. Shall beis avtinas lo ratzulu lamed al meis akteres. Tanur rabbanan beis avtinas vayabikim beis akteres lo ratzulu lamed. Shochu chachomim veviyomanim Alexander from Mitzrayim the same meisa. They brought the biggest experts from Alexandria vayodim el fatim kamotam. They knew how to make the smell. Oh great.
Shabbos?
No, it seems it's all over. If you talk a little.
Yeah.
Time they made delicious, delicious ketoret. But lo ayir yadim la'alot ashan kimotam. They didn't know how to get the smoke of the ketoret to rise, because shel halalo mitamerva olekim akel, shel halalo mavtiel lekan olekan. So the people from Beit Avtivnes, they had a beautiful smoke that went up like a palm tree, and then it went down to either side, because they knew the special male ashan that was used, a special plant of Mala Asha. Mashenkin in Alexandria, they didn't know it, so they weren't able to get that type of effect of the smoke, and it would just scatter. So the Chachamim saw that they didn't know what they were doing. So Kishiro, again, when the Chachamim saw what Kishom Chachamim Medover Amru, Kol Ma Shebara Kadosh Baruch Hu Lichvodei Baro, Shema Kol Pa'al Hashem L'Maneu, bring back our Beit Avtina. Shochlem Chachamim, they refused to come. They always took $12,000 a day. Now they took $24,000. Rabbi Yudah Amar, no, every day they took $24,000. Today they started, they went up to $48,000. Why is it that you're not being malamed? Amru. So our forefathers knew that it was going to be destroyed, the Beit HaMikdash. So that was their excuse. And for this, we do remember them for good things. A kala never went out from their homes that had was wearing perfume. Not only that, even if they would marry into another family, they made a tzniy. she was not allowed to use perfume. Shelo yomru mimaasek torah bitpasemet. So that shouldn't be said that she was using maybe the ingredients of her ketoret. The kayim ha-shenemar v'yisim nikim yashem im yisra. Tanya omer Rabbi Yishmael. Ba'am achat hayiti mahalach baderach. Umatzati achad mibnei bneihem. I was once walking along the road, this is after the Churban, I found one of their grandchildren. Amartil, and I said to him, Avotecha bikshula arbot kvodam v'ratzula ma'id kvodam okol. Your forefathers wanted to be mamayit HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covet, that people shouldn't know how, everything should be dependent on them, to make the maisa be dependent on them, and thereby to have more covet on their own. Now, kvod achshav, kvod amokam bimekema, the Shechina is not touched by lamaisa, the churban abayas. So it was a bias that had already been emptied of the Shechina when it was burned. And now it was mamayit kvod abaysecha. Omer Rabbi Akiva, you should know that Yishmael ben Luga told me a maisa like this, that pam achat yatzati ani v'echad mibnei v'neihem v'sadeh l'laket asavim. I was once with one of their grandchildren. We were collecting weeds in the field. And I see him, v'ra'iti shebachad v'sachak, I see him crying and laughing at the same time. Amarti l'bnei ma bachita, why did you cry? Amar li kvod avotai nizkarti. I remembered what it used to be when we went out to collect for the keteres. Why were you laughing? Amar li shatid HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'achzira lanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring it back to us. What reminded you all of a sudden? Amar li ma'ale ashan kenegdi. I see ma'ale ashan. I remembered that this is our big secret. So I asked him, Harehu li, show me ma'ale ashan. Amar li shvuahu biyadenu shein marinoto l'chol adam. We have a shvua that we have to accept before they give over the Kabbalah to the next generation. We swear we will never show it to anybody. Om Reb Yochanan ben Nuri. Am achat matzati zaken achadu megillah samamonim biyadoy. I once found a particular zaken who was carrying a megillah samamonim, and it had pictures that identified all of the various things, including Malasha. Amarti lo me'ayin ata, where do you come from? Amarli mi'beit aftidas, I'm coming from beit aftidas. Umba bi'adecha, what are you carrying? Amarli megillat samamonim. I'm carrying a hidden megillah that we keep, that has all of the samamonim of the keteres. Harehu li, show me. Amarli, let me tell you. Kozman shebeit aba yukayamim lo yayum asvimato l'chol adam. As long as there were members of our family that were in charge, then we wouldn't give it to anybody. Now, we have nobody to give it to. I'm giving it over to your hands for safekeeping. Be very careful. I came and told Rabbi Akiva the Maisa. From this point on, you're not allowed anymore to say over Shem Rishon Yerkab on these people. It's from here that Ben Azai said, you see from these Maises, Bishimcha Yikarucha, that you will be called by your names, you don't have to protect your positions, you don't have to worry. Well, you have a talent that was given to you, min hashamayim. You will be ultimately called when you're needed. U'bimekomcha yoshivucha, you'll be placed in your own place. U'mishalcha yitnu lecha, don't worry about it. You're not going to be having anything that belongs to anybody else. Nobody else is going to be having anything of yours. Ein adam nogea b'muchan lechaveiro. A man doesn't touch something that was meant for somebody else. Ve'in malchut nogat b'chavrata afilu chamalei nima. There's nothing that can touch anybody else's, whether it's a malchus, whether it's an individual. There's no way to touch it. Now, l'maisa this sugi, of course, it centers around Zecher Tzadik Livracha and Shem Rishon Yerkav. However, the sugi goes on to derive the mocker in the Torah for Zecher Tzadik Livracha and Shem Rishon Yerkav. Because the pasuk is a pasuk in Mishlei. But the question is, what is its mekeres in the Torah? So continues the sugya. Hugris ben Levi, the Mishnah said, could do something unusual. What did he do? Tanik Yishuno Tim Kalo ben Yima. When he was singing, Machlis Gadol Tokh Piv, he could insert his thumb into his mouth. Miniach Etzbo Bein Animim, he made such an incredibly powerful musical sound that it would startle everyone till they literally jumped back. What was that? He could hold four different pens between his fingers. If there was a teva of one word, he could write it all bevat achat. And they asked him, "Ma ra'ita shalolo amed?" So kulam matzu tshuva ledivrayim. Everybody had an answer. Ben kamtzer lo matzat tshuva ledvarav. He had nothing to say for himself. Al rishonim nema zecher tzadik livracha, but al ben kamtzer v'chaverav nema v'shem rishaim yirkav. What's the pshat? V'shem rishaim yirkav. It means Omer Blazer rak vivut ta'ale v'shmotam. Their shame should rot. What do you mean to rot? To lo maskinim b'shmaya. Meaning it will decay, it will wither away. We will not call our children by the names of any of the people about whom it says Shem Hashem Yirkav. Ask the Gemara, how's that possible? Aye, it says, Ma'aseh b'doeg ben Yosef, shinicho aviv ben katan li'imo, the famous Maisa, based in the Pasuk now, it's the Shivas of Atamas, we're coming to the time of the Kriyas of Eicha. So who is the Pasuk in Eicha refers to Yaldei Tefulchim. What is that referring to? It refers, as the Gemara, to this Maisa, a child by the name of Doeg ben Yosef. And he nicho aviv ben katan li'imo, b'cho yom hayta imo modadeto bitfachim, v'notenet mishkalo zahav lebet hamikdash. His mother used to, every single day, measure him, and figure out the additional weight that he had gained that day, and would give a donation in gold for his weight, the additional weight. Ushegavar Aoyev, when the Yerushalayim was destroyed, and there was a terrible hunger, and people were desperate for food, she ended up shechting him and eating him. So from all of the chashivas of this child, as she measured every single day his growth, Alea Konen Yirmiyahu, and that's what Yirmiyahu mentioned when he said him, Tochlana Nashim Piryam Alalei Tfuchim. And Mashiva Ruach HaKedesh, the Omer is Im Yareg B'Migdash Hashem Kain Navi. But anyway, meanwhile, we see his name was Doeg. So how could they have named him Doeg? So he says, well, of course, his name was Doeg. Look what happened to him. Ha ha. Of course. They shouldn't have named him Doeg. So Enoch Inami. That's a riot. Okay. Omer Abelozer Tzadik Mi'atzmo Rasha Mechaviro. Tzadik, it says Zecher Tzadik Livrocha individually. Rasha, it says V'Shem Rishaim Yirkav. Mentions all of the Rishayim together with it. So we put as if they're all one big group of Rishayim. As the Gemara, there was Armalei Ravina, the woman Rabbanan Rabbi Besarar Agadata coming. Ravina asked one of the Rabbanan that used to say over Agadata, Minoha Milsa de Omer Rabbanan. Why did the Rabbanan always, where do they get it from? Zechet Tzadik Livrach. So the guy looked at him like he was crazy. Armalei, what do you mean? It's a pasuk. I know you guys don't learn Nach very much, but I mean, come on. Ad kedei kach. No, he said, come off it. I'm asking him in Yeraisa Minola. How do you see in the Torah? Forget about Mishle. Where does it say in the Torah? Oh, he says, that's poshut. Dechsiv Hashem Amar Hamechaseh Ani Mi Avraham Asher Ani Oseh. Uchsiv, immediately after, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have to tell Avram what's going to happen to Sodom. And immediately it says, Vavrama yo yele goy gadol vetzu. Why does he mention it now? Zecher Tzadik Livrach. Once I mention Avram, I have to say how wonderful he is. How great he's going to be. Then he asked him, Minoa milsa, the Omer Rabbanan, Shem Rishaim Yirkav. Omer, what do you mean? It's a pasuk, Shem Rishaim Yirkav. He says, I'm asking him in your eyes.
Rashi Chumash means it from Noyach.
Dechsiv, good. Vayehal ad Sidom. Chsiv, ad Shei Sidom, Rahim v'chatim, Lashem Aon. You're the same Maisa for both of them. Zechet Tzadik Livrach Hashem Rishaim Yirkav.
Bossy sent in a text message.
And you write her back and explain to her what happened. Okay, so we have now a Maisa. We have a Gemara that goes through the whole lineage of Zechet Tzadik Livracha. And therefore, the truth is that Sugya ends slightly different. It's beautiful. The Sugya in Shkolin ends with Rabbi Akiva bursting into tears. It says when Rabbi Akiva, Kishishama Rabbi Akiva, Maisa can barely read over here. And when it says that when Rabbi Akiva heard about the story, it says Zogu Einam Demos. He started to burst out crying when he heard the Maisa that is reported here in Yuma. That they said, and there it's very beautiful because the Gemara over here says in Shkolim that the Sha'ova, Rebbe, he asked him to show it to him. He was Zokin Echem Beis Avtinus. The same way as Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. He says, Rebbe, Lisha'ova, are you Beis Abbot Snuim? They could trust everyone in our family, so we gave it over to them. And therefore, are you Meister, this Amegillah, so it's Elo Le'elo. But Akshav ain't Beis Abbot Ne'emani. Unbelievable. He's made. We went down from our Madrega, we can no longer trust people from our family. Helech as Amegillah, I trust you. Gave it over to Rabbi Yochanan. V'Yizayarba. Ukishabati v'rtzesi advarim v'tein Rabbi Akiva zogu ein of the most. He began to cry. V'amar mi'ata ein onu rishayim laskirim l'gnai. Now we don't have to be masking them anymore. Omar Rabbi Elazar tzadik dar ben shnei rishayim v'lo lamad mi'maseyim. Rosh dar ben shnei tzadikim v'lo lamad mi'maseyim. We find that once a tzaddik lived between two rishayim and learned nothing from them, remained a tzaddik, and we find a rosh who lived between two tzaddikim and didn't learn anything from them. Tzaddik dar ben shnei rishayim v'lo lamad mi'maseyim is a reference to Ovadia. Rasha dar ben shnei tzaddikim v'lo lamad mi'maseyim is a reference to Esav. So that it's possible, now that we've been talking about the nature of the Shem Rishayim, the uniqueness of a tzaddik and the rush, and the way that his environment defines him in himself as a conclusive all of the Rishayim, we contrast Ovadia, who was the one who saved the Nevi Hashem, who lived with Achav and Izevel as the master of the house, and nonetheless he remained an absolute tzaddik, as we see from the story of his meeting with Elio. Mashain Kain Esav learned nothing from his father and his mother. Amr Rabbi Elazar b'Chatan Shal Tzadikim Atalamed Klala L'Rasha'im U'Mikilalatam Sh'Rasha'im Atalamed Bracha L'Tzadikim. We can derive out of the Bracha Tzadikim what the meaning is of the Klala to Rasha'im, and from the Klala of Rasha'im we can actually achieve an understanding and recognize the meaning of bracha to the tzaddikim. What is this a reference to? V'birchasam shal tzaddikim atalamid klala l'rashayim. Because we find that in exactly the same way that Hashem is mevarach to tzaddikim, that becomes now the outgrowth of that is the klala to rashayim. D'chsiv, because we find by Avram, it says, ki yedativ l'mana asher yitzaveh. I love Avram because of the fact that he will teach his children Shema Derech Hashem, and it continues on to say the man of Yashem and Avram as Hashem Diberlo, all the wonderful things that he's going to bring on him. Immediately followed with Vayom Hashem Zakat Sedom VaAmora Ki Raba, and then the Klala finishes at the end of that statement. Hakitzakata Habai Layasu Kalai will wipe them out. And so true, Mikilatam Shurashim, but Alamid Rokh Latzadikim, because it starts saying, Anshis Dom Chatoim, Ra'im V'chatoim Lasha, Ma'od. So there we have a Klola. Very next pasuk is Vashem Omar Lavrom Achre Pored Lom Mimo. And then he tells him, Sanai Necha, and I'm giving you all of these brachas. So we see that one follows from the other. V'yomer Rabbi Elazar afilu b'shvil tzadik echad olam nivra shnemer v'yar Elohim esor ki tov, and the tov means that Hakadosh Baruch Hu's das was that the world is there in order to protect the light, and that light is tzadik. Ein tov ela tzadik shnemer imru tzadik ki tov. V'yomer Rabbi Elazar kol ha'mishakech davar mitalmudo gorim galut levanav. Somebody causes himself to forget Torah and ignores it, it's the need for reviewing it and simply allows it to disappear and pays no attention to it. It causes his children to go into galut. Shnemar v'tishkach Torat Elohecha. You forget the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then eshkach banecha gamani. I too will forget your children. Rabbi Avu Omar. Rabbi Avu says his einesh is that he himself personally moridino to migdulato. Shnemar ki ata hadat ma'asta. You turned in disgust against Da'at, and therefore, I no longer want you to be my representative. Om Rabbi Chiyo Barav, Om Rabbi Yochanan. We have now a number of Maamores of Rabbi Chiyo Barav in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Ein tzadik niftar min olam, ad shenivra tzadik kamoto, shenema v'zorach ha-shemesh,
No tzaddik leaves the world unless another tzaddik was created to take his place. That's why we have together the setting of the sun together with the shining of the sun. Furthermore, we have exactly a perfect example in which the nature of the light and the going out of the light and the coming forth of the light is used in the pasuk itself. Because before the light of Eli went out, already Zarach Hashem Shosha Shmuel. That same idea. First Vizarach Hashemesh, first the sun shines. Then, only after the shine is already there, can the sun set. V'yom Rebchir Bar Avar V'yochan, Ra'a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shetzadikim Mu'atim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognized that the sum total of tzaddikim that emerge in the world will be few. Amadu Shtalan B'chol Dor V'dor. And so he scattered them throughout the various doros to be Mekayim the world. Shinemar, Ki La Hashem Mitzukei Aretz, La Kadosh Baruch Hu holds in his hands the Mitzukei Aretz, the tzaddikim, who are so few, Vayashet Aleihem Tevel, and he now places the entire earth upon them by having them all over the earth across time, in order that there should be a Vayashet, there should be a Kiyum to the world. Yom Reb Chiya Bar Av, Om Reb Yochanan, Afilu B'Shvil Tzaddik Echad Olam Mitkayim, Shneimar V'Tzaddik, Yisod Olam. Even a single tzaddik is enough to keep the world going, because it says the tzaddik, he is the Yisod of the world. Rabbi Chiya Didei Amar, Rabbi Chiya quoting not Rabbi Yochanan, but saying his own das, says it comes from Raglei Chassidav Yishmor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Shomer, meaning Shomer the world, because of the Raglei Chassidav, the Raglayim of his own tzaddikim. So that's here the idea of your Raglei means Liraglecha, same idea, in other words, coming to, coming at the footsteps, meaning with you, along with you, in your wake, as we would say in English. Asks the Gemara, but wait, you said that it's a filo b'shvil tzaddik echad, and over here it says raglei chasidav, which is more than one. So chasidav is tuva mashma. So how can you learn that for a single tzaddik, the yoylam is miskayim? Note that the way it's written is without the yud between the dal and the vav, which means that the ksiv is chasido ksiv, as if it's a yochid. Once a person has already lived most of his life without sin, he will no longer be chote, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu will be shamer him. Shenema raglei, here raglei means in the sense of the end, the twilight of the life of the tzaddik. Raglei chasidav yishmor. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him from chait. Tvei Rabbi Shila Amri, Kivan Shabal liyado dvar avera pa'am rishona v'shne v'enachote, shuv v'enachote. Somebody who is careful after dvar avera comes to him, and he turns aside from him, fights his desire, and doesn't do it, and he does this once and twice, then he will no longer be chote. Shnema raglei chasidav yishmor. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the extent of his commitment, he will save him. Raglei here means in the sense of Shalosh Regalim. See, Raglei is Shnei Regalim, and it's twice. Pama, Pam Rishonu, Vishnia. Omer Shlokish, Maidach Sivim, Laleitzim, Uyalit. Velanavim, Yitain Chain. We have two different levels of here. Kadosh Baruch Hu will allow, will provide the Letzonis for the Leitz. But for the Anav, he will actually give him the Chain. This teaches us that Bala Tameh Putchin La, someone desires to be Tameh. So that's Imu Leitzim, who Yalitz. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow the person, he wants to become a Leitz and be with Leitzim, who Yalitz, so he will. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not prevent him in any way, will not help him, just he will allow him to do what he wants. On the other hand, Bala Ta'er Misayinoto, somebody who wishes to be the Ta'er himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to help him, because over here it says Yitain Kain. There was a guy is selling kerosene, and he's also selling beautiful perfume, myrrh. So, balim dod, somebody comes along, he wants to buy kerosene. He's coming with dod neft. So the seller tells him, "Go, you can go measure it out yourself, just, it's all self-service kerosene here, because it smells terrible." On the other hand, Balim Dada Farsamon, the man is going to be buying perfume. So then Omerlo, the seller, tells him, wait, 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 Hamtein Li Hashem Dodima. Wait, wait, let me be there and pour it out for you. This way both of us will get the delicious smell of the perfume. So here too, so you're coming to do an Aveira, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants nothing to do. You go do yourself whatever you want to do. But when it comes to do the mitzvah, so then Kadosh Baruch Hu helps him. Doing an Aveira causes you to become sealed. Your heart becomes, if it's covered with a membrane, not allowing anything to penetrate. So what's this meaning of vinitmeitembam? Because the olive is missing over here. Usually in the lotion of tumah, we have an olive. So vinitmeitem means you become dulled, stupid, sealed off. Tana Rabbanan, v'lo titam ubeh v'nit meitem bam, adam metameh atzmo ma'at, v'metameh, v'lo titam ubeh, then v'nit meitem, you're going to end up becoming much more tameh, because metamim oto arbe, then that person is allowed to go into, to become completely filthy. So the al titam ubu, don't even start, because in the end, v'nit meitem, you're going to get really tameh. Milamata, someone is metameh himself from below, with his own isorus, Mitamino to milamala. There'll be plenty of malachim and the situn of the satan to see to it that it turns further to tuma. The same thing is true on the other direction for kedusha. Tanur abonan veit kadishtem veitem kedoshim. What does this teach us? I mean, isn't this veit kadishtem veitem kedoshim? Seems to be just repetitious. No. It teaches us, Adam Mekadesha, Smo Ma'at, Vit Kadishtem, as you started the process of Kedusha, then Mekachino Taharbe, Vitem Kedoshim, Akadosh Baruch Hu will see to it, there will be lots of Mekedusha. Milamata, Mekachino To Milamala. Volamaze, Mekachino To Lolamaba, Hadronarach, Amar Lahem Hamimut, Ne, Belin Nedek.